Blog Talk Radio.
Always so exciting because Blog Talk Radio has surprised us sometimes. So welcome, welcome all over the planet. Bonjour, buenas noches, bonsoir, good evening. Let us now welcome our, where's brand style? They changed it on me. Okay, I see what you did. They changed the branding on this. So we're going to welcome our global family. And if you're noticing this winter outfit for me, I'm in my linen winter black and white and my linen headpiece to just take on mirroring. I'm skin 178 mirroring the winter energy of white and darkness. And, of course, winter solstice. We're going to talk about the winter solstice. So let's welcome all you beautiful souls all over the world. Mwah. Love you.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao, in India, Namaste, in Japan, Konnichiwa, in Korea, Annyeonghaseyo, in Russia, Zdravstvuyte, in Germany, Guten Tag, in Poland, Dzień dobry, in France, Bonjour, in Spain, Hola, in Italy, Ciao, in Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan, in Ghana, Akwaba, in Nigeria, Paleo, in South Africa, Sawubona, in Senegal, Mandebe, in Kenya, Jambo, in Israel, Shalom, in Pakistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum, and peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Yes, 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 we want to talk to you, but mostly we want you to join in on this conversation about the winter solstice. I was privileged to attend a three-day conference on the WISE conference, the women, melanin women, bringing forth wisdom, so much wisdom brought forth. I'm going to share a little bit with you this evening. Because the winter solstice is just the beginning of a new season of cold, of white snow, wearing my linen white tonight because I just felt in the mood and I wanted to show you this beautiful design that I have. Look at that. Oh, isn't that awesome? And they're available on my website, Your Holistic Life Coach. But more important, the energy of this color, these colors, is so important after this weekend, where we want to develop our own brand. We want to develop our own brand this season. because it's time. It's just time. So I'll share some things about crystallizing your creativity and doing what we know best to do. Be our best. Be who we were meant to be. But first, let's welcome my tiny house community team, because we are live on the Bianca's Tiny House Village. That's my YouTube channel. I'll be doing more videos on that next year because Blog Talk's going away. But here's a little introduction to my Tiny House Village on YouTube. Enough of that song, and I realized it's actually a good drum beat. Let's just bring on, keep it going, and bring on our ancestors with Becca Shea and her beautiful music of the heartbeat of the Creator. I love this music, and you can visualize this beautiful artist bringing in the ancestors with her own drums. Come on, get your drum. Hey. Thank you. right, all right. We're ready. The collective is here. The ancestors are here. Can you feel the spirit? Breathe in the spirit of your ancestors. Breathe in the spirit of truth. The spirit of Yahshua is the spirit of truth and love. And that is what's rising in this earth these days. I see it more and more. People are taking on the mind of the Messiah, the mind of spirit of truth and love. So we can celebrate. Now, that's what I did this weekend with a group of the WISE conference. This weekend was amazing. A group of men and women, humans, H-U-E-M-A-N, came together to encourage, to lift up, to teach, and inspire us to be our very best. Now, this last day was a three-day conference. This last day was just as powerful as all the other days. I spoke on the second day about nurturing the spirit. And, of course, I used this map behind me because the raising of consciousness is all about raising your energy from your root chakra all the way up to your crown, where you are one with your creator, Yahuwah. Yahweh is the name that I have learned about for years and years, 30 years maybe. I've been calling on the name Yahweh. And it's reminding me always of the four letters of the Tetragrammaton. If you don't know, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh is the four letters of the name Yahweh made up in Hebrew. And those letters stand for oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, and hydrogen again. So it's very powerful when you hear that name to speak about your truth and to know about your truth and to take deep breaths, and take in the energy of Yahweh, take in the energy of Yahshua, which is truth, spirit of truth and love. We are growing. We are a collective population is growing in truth and love every day. Evil is being revealed. We don't have to do a lot of work to reveal the evil. It's happening all the time. It just comes out, especially on YouTube and other media sites where you can see people talking about the truth as we know it to be in our hearts and minds. So welcome. So glad you're here. And as I said, on the third day of the WISE conference with my melanin-rich brothers and sisters, let's see, we got somebody in the Blog Talk Radio studio, and my melanin-rich brothers and sisters, we're talking about taking it back, taking back our health with herbs and powerful plants. What's the role of spirituality in our mental health that was talked about a lot? And one thing that came up that I thought was just so interesting, a comparison of spirituality and religion and spirituality. What does that mean? Well, I'm going to dive into a video here about the African origin of the holiday we're in. And that's where I think you can begin to see the religion versus spirituality, because African history, African culture is mostly spiritual. They ain't going to no churches, especially the wild areas of Africa. There is no going to churches and praying to a certain deity and all that. They are more spiritual in nature. And I found this really good teaching about the African origins of Christmas. I think we need to know that as we're coming into the spirit and truth. And it's not like you can throw out the baby with the bathwater during this season with all the lights. The lights are very important. That's what this season is all about, more about being the light. I hope I'm shining with my white and black, being the light. This is my linen, one of my popular linen wraps, I call them. It's all white with black trim. But this man is going to give a teaching. His name is Anthony Bauer. Anthony Browder. I thought this was a very good short teaching on the African origins of Christmas. So those of us who don't want to get into bye-bye-bye and Santa Claus and all that, this is a teaching to remind us to stay grounded in the spiritual meaning of the season. And this is why, because our origins are deeply rooted and high above in the skies. This whole season is about the planets and astrology more than anything else. And we need to be reminded of that, I think. So let's hear about the African origins. It's another 11 minutes. It's an 11-minute video. I'm going to talk about how the 11 has just been slapping me in the face lately, spiritually and energetically. But this is an 8:33, too. I just keep getting language, speaking, music, energy from 11 lately. So let's listen to the African origins of Christmas, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about that. And I must add that this is an for educational purposes only. I don't own the rights to this video, this music, but it's fair use because it's out there for me and everyone else to learn more about the African origin. So no copyright infringement, just education. Anthony Browder is an author, publisher, cultural historian, artist, and an educational consultant. He sponsors lectures, seminars, cultural field trips of Washington, and publishes research for all to know what are the African origins of what is often now considered Christmas.
Generally, what we consider to be holidays were, in fact, holy days in Africa, specifically in ancient Kemet, Egypt, now about the culture and civilization. And these holy days were time to coincide with the relationship between specific celestial phenomena in the heavens, stars, constellations, the sun, and planet Earth. And that relationship literally affects everything on the planet. And because there was a specific impact on the way that the Earth's relationship to the sun, as it revolves around the sun, affects everything on the Earth, there's specific times for certain holy celebrations were organized. So this season, this winter season, is a time where we're approaching the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year. And we have celebrations now, Hanukkah, Festival of Lights. We have Christmas with Christmas lights. These lights refer to the fact that on the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year, day in which in the northern hemisphere we have 19 hours of night. And then the winter solstice spans for 4 days, December the 21st through the 24th. And then after that 4-day period of time, then the sun is born on December the 25th. That is, the length of the day begins to increase by approximately 1 minute per day. And that time frame was viewed in ancient Africa as the birth of the sun, the S-U-N. In other cultures or traditions, that tradition came down to us as the birth of a savior who was viewed as the son of God. But many of the traditions that we now find in Christianity, for example, the birth of Jesus on December the 25th, the birth of Jesus in a stable, all refer to specific phenomena that were happening in the heavens and were acknowledged by Africans and Kemet in the Nile Valley over 6,000 years ago.
How is any of this known?
We know this because we can look up in the sky at night.
Look up in the sky, yay.
Constellation of Orion dominates the nighttime sky. And the constellation of Orion was known to the ancient Egyptians as Sahu. That was the constellation associated with a primary deity by the name of Asar or Osiris. He was the lord of resurrection. And according to the story, Asar was murdered by his brother. And after his death, his spirit came and impregnated his virgin wife, Aset. He then 9 months later gave birth to their son, Heru, on December the 25th. Now, this story sounds familiar because it's a story, it's an African story. It's over 6,000 years old. Heru was born on December the 25th, the same birthday as his father. He was born to avenge the murder of his father and restore his father's kingdom. So this is a story, this is a myth that was a metaphor to help explain specific phenomena that were happening in heaven. So the priests and the Kemet were aware of this phenomena, and they in turn created rituals that would will allow the people to maintain a certain system of order. After foreigners came into the Kennet, they adopted many of the traditions of the Nile Valley, and they adopted many of the personalities and changed their names. So Assar was renamed Osiris, Aset was renamed Isis, and Ru was renamed Horus. And then that story is a story that is later modified after the Romans conquered Egypt in 30 BCE, took Egypt away from the Greeks, and they then black medallion child. And ultimately, when Rome began to establish Christianity as a state religion, they then took the story of Assar, who is known as the Lord of Resurrection, and his son Heru, and morphed them into the religion that we now know as Christianity, with the birth of Jesus on December 25th. So we can break this phenomena down to precise detail, because December the 25th is the birth of the sun, S-U-N, when the length of the day begins to increase by approximately 1 minute per day. At the moment of the birth of the sun, the constellation of Orion is in the constellation known as Sagittarius, or which was known in ancient times as the stable of Aegeus. So it is said that the sun was born in a stable. There are three stars in the belt of Orion, which makes this constellation so readily identifiable. And those three stars point to the eastern star, which we now know today as Sirius. Sirius is the star system that is associated with Aset, the wife of Assar, the mother of Heru. And so in ancient times in Kemet, those three stars in the belt of Orion, or Sahu, were known as the three wise men, or the three kings. The eastern star, or Set, rises in the east around the time of the birth of the sun on December the 25th. And at the same time that eastern star is rising, it is rising in the constellation of Virgo, the Virgin. And so it is said then that the sun is born of a virgin, because the constellation of Virgo is halfway above the horizon, literally being bisected by the horizon. So the sun was said to have been born of a virgin. So this was, if you will, for celestial phenomena that determine specific things that were happening on Earth. Others appropriated this knowledge and then incorporated it into their religious system and changed the names of these original mythological personalities. So we now know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the celebration of December the 25th as the birth of Jesus was a celebration that did not come into existence until at least 350 years after the birth of Christ. It was the result of conferences and meetings that were held by Constantine and Theodosius in order to hammer out the basic traditions of what would be the official state religion of the Holy Roman Empire. And no minister, no theologian today, worth their salt, can tell you with honesty that Jesus was born on December the 25th. Nobody knows the date that Jesus was born. That date, see that.
Please clarify your seemingly interchangeable use of terms like Egypt, Kemet, and Africa.
Let's be clear. Egypt is in Africa. There's no such thing as the Middle East, other than a term that came into common use during the early 20th century. And it was a term that was used to geographically and historically remove Egypt from the continent of Africa, thus removing the history of African people from the continent as well. Egypt is a Greek word, as are many of the terms that are used to describe the accomplishments of African people. Egypt is a Greek word. Sphinx is a Greek word. Pyramid is a Greek word. So one of the things that I'm always stressing is the importance of identifying African people, places, and things by their original names. The original name for Egypt is Kemet. Kemet is a word which means the nation of the black people. Kemet is the oldest documented civilization known to mankind. And I've been traveling to Egypt over 51 times in the last 35 years, studying this history inside and out. And I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that culture, that ancient culture, the oldest documented civilization known to mankind, was established by indigenous African people. And all the major accomplishments which we now associate with Egypt were developed by indigenous Africans. And it wasn't until after Kemet was conquered by the Greeks, Alexander Macedonian, in 332 BC, that Kemet became Egypt. So most of the stories or images that we see of the ancient Egyptians are false images. And it has to do with the continued distortion of African history, culture, and the people associated with African history and culture.
Why is understanding this history important? What value to everyday life can be derived from an understanding of the politics of mythology?
Myths are important because myths transcend time and space. They transcend personalities. And they're ways of incorporating the essence of the people into a phenomenon. Myths are not true, but they contain truth. Every culture has their foundational myths, which serves as the foundation for their culture. And what we have found as African people living here in the West is that our memory has been erased and the erasure has been forgotten, and others have been telling our story and have, as Dr. John Lee Clark said, written us out of the respectable commentary of human history. And so we look, for example, at ancient Kemetic or ancient Egyptian symbols that have been taken all over the world, but most people don't know that they're African, and they don't know what they mean. For example, the Washington Monument is a structure 555 feet tall, the tallest structure in Washington, D.C., and it's a structure that actually represents the resurrection of an ancient African king by the name of Asar. That symbol is the oldest symbol of resurrection known to mankind. It represents the resurrection of an African man. So why don't people know that information? It certainly is available to anyone who's willing to do the research, but we have to ask the question, what else don't we know? So one of the things that prompted me to begin an in-depth study of African history, and more specifically now Valley history and culture, is that most of what we know about their culture has been falsified by the people who were responsible for enslaving our ancestors. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that truth is a means of restoring the people's consciousness. So our people, people of African ancestry in Baltimore, in my hometown, Chicago, in New York, behave the way that we behave because we have been socialized to believe that our history began in slavery. We don't know our true story, and that there have been concerted efforts to deny us the opportunity to tell our story. My daughter wrote her first book when she was 8 years old, My First Trip to Africa. And a young man in Maryland had written a book report on my daughter's book. And the book detailed her trip to Egypt, the trip that she made when she was 7 years old. This young man was reprimanded by his teacher because his book report was entitled My First Trip to Africa, and the book report was about Egypt, and everyone knows that Egypt is not in Africa. Now, that happened 20 years ago. So this disconnect of African history, people, and culture from the continent is still occurring, and that's why it's so critically important that we document our story and that we share it with anyone who has a mind and heart to listen and learn.
Wow. Talk about a disconnect. Oh, my goodness. Whoa. All right. So we are here in December 2024, the beginning of a season of awakening, even though it's dark. Darker times outside. Winter solstice is about going within because it's cold outside. Out here is cold in terms of the bombardment right now of consumerism. Buy, more gifts. We got to get gifts for everybody, and we got to go in debt because ain't nobody buying a whole lot of stuff with cash these days. Most people are pulling out the credit card, right? Because we're already over budget during the non-Christmas season, right? So I think my own personal belief is Christmas is just one big distraction in our country, one big distraction, especially for our youth to not learn about African history. And then the religion just brings in more distraction. Born in a manger. It's too damn cold in Israel for anybody to be born in December 25th. So when he says we don't really know when Christ was born, yeah, we do. There has been plenty of research by biblical scholars, Hebrew scholars, who know when Christ was born, and it was probably, they say, in April or June. It's the beginning of springtime. It wasn't in the middle of winter or the beginning of winter. So as he said, the sun, Earth's relationship with the sun, that's what this season, winter solstice, is all about, our relationship, humans' relationship with the sun, and the planets, but we have been distracted to say, oh, it's all about the son who rose from the dead or the son who was born during this season. No, it's not. No, it's not. The lights are about this season. So when you want, if you want to celebrate it in truth, bring out the lights. Decorate your house. Okay, I walk through my neighborhood. People are putting up the lights. Beautiful, beautiful. Reminds us of the sun in the sky and the light that we can bring in our spirituality. Because spirituality is the real currency. If you look at the difference between religion versus spirituality, one is following man-made teachings, especially with the Catholic Church, which we used to call the Catholicos. It's following the teachings of man, because if you really do your work and research Catholicism and all these denominations, they're fairly new. Man created them, and the Creator has given us some mythology and symbolism and metaphors and all this. So if we really want to know what's going on, we get into spirituality. And spirituality is the currency that is going to help us all pay for whatever we need. Let me give you an example. The number 11. I want to talk about the number 11 because it has been just everywhere this month for me. And 11 years ago, in fact, I started Blog Talk Radio. Didn't know what the heck I was doing, but somehow Spirit said, you need to start Blog Talk Radio. So I started with a 15-minute show every day. That was free, 15-minute show. I had several co-hosts with me. I had a friend who is now in up north somewhere. I had a guy who came out of prison. He was my co-host. I had several co-hosts for probably the first couple of years, 15-minute shows. And then this thing got a little easier, and I said, okay, let's just add a little more time to the show. 11 years ago now, fast forward 11 years now, we're in 2024, and Blog Talk out of business. After I got 11-year schooling on hosting and hosting a radio program, and now it's going out of business. So this winter solstice, I also wrote a book 11 years ago. Think about that, how all this was happening. 11, remember 11. 11 years ago, I wrote my first book. 11 years forward, I just republished it. I just finished the final editing a day before winter solstice began, December 21st. That was a lot of work because in this 11-year period, so much had changed in my life with that book, and the book was titled My Body is Talking to Me. And it was started because of my sister's journey with breast cancer. After I went through that with her, I said, I got to write a book. I've been journaling all since I was a teenager. They called it a diary back then. I think my parents or someone gave me a diary when I was about 11 years old. So I started journaling in that diary every day. And I loved it because that was brought out my writing skills, actually, having a diary. How many of you out there have had a diary? I'd be interested to know. And that may have started your writing career. So writing in that diary every day brings out your thoughts. So they call it journaling now, but as a young person, it just brought out my thoughts and helped me release some of the tension in my experience at that time, which was the parents divorcing, going to, you know, Paris, France. I wrote about that in when I was like 13, 12 or 13. My first sexual experience is in that diary. It's got to be around here somewhere. I know I kept it. I held on to it. But the first, when I lost my virginity, yes, I wrote it in my diary. So all of that started my writing career. And then 11 years ago, I wrote my first book. Now, fast forward, I have written 3 books now. Second book was my dad. I usually have his poster up here. That was a 6-year adventure. And then my third book is about tiny house, how to start a tiny house village. I pause when I think about the number of 11, how it's speak to me about my journey, your journey. When you see the number 11, my opinion, and you can do your research, you should pause and take a deep breath. That's what I do now. When 11 came up, even this evening, I was looking at my phone and my YouTube numbers, the number of YouTube videos that I have not watched, I guess, was 1,111. I thought, what? Here we go again. 11, 11, 11. It was like two 11s. 1,111 videos on my YouTube phone that I haven't watched for some reason. Because I don't keep up with it. So I pause, take a deep breath, give thanks that I'm being guided and I'm being communicated with. This is a relationship. As the brother said earlier, this solstice energy adventure is about a relationship with the sun, S-U-N, the cosmos, the planet, and we're all being distracted. Go out and shop and support corporations with all the goods and the capitalism that they're promoting. So that's kind of where we are. Hopefully, after this show tonight, you will rethink your activities for the next few days, that maybe you'll just plan to have a nice dinner with your family on the 25th. But we're so programmed and so brainwashed that we got to have a gift on giving and taking and receiving. I always tell my family, don't give me any gifts on the 25th. I saw a beautiful crystal mug on my phone, and I thought, wow, that's beautiful. And I was telling my granddaughter, isn't that beautiful? And I said, you can get that for my birthday next year because I'll be 70. And my son was, oh, no, you got to have that for Christmas. We're going to buy it. No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to. Okay, we're gonna do it anyway. But I just loved it. The crystal mug, it's a crystal mug, a mug made out of crystal. Because why is that such an exciting idea for me? Because we are made out of crystals. Our pituitary gland, our pineal gland is a crystal. Our lungs, our heart, all of the organs inside of us are actually crystals that were formed in the womb. So try not to be too distracted with the buying and the giving and the shopping and the debt, getting on into debt. And try during this season, which is meant to be in prayer and meditation about the sun, what the Creator gives us to live. So if we can get in the meditation more and the sun, we will be richer and more prosperous. And as I said, the astronomical origin of the virgin birth and all that will come to light when you develop your spirituality. That's the currency. A lot of people are focused on Bitcoin and making money. Every time I go open my phone or Facebook, somebody's trying to sell something. Oh, my goodness. And I usually buy. I don't usually, but I often fall into the trap of buying something that really looks good. For instance, clothing is always showing up on Facebook as advertising. That's what Facebook does, YouTube does. They advertise for corporations, businesses, for you to buy their products, okay? So often I see clothing show up, and it looks just beautiful, and you can almost imagine you're wearing that clothing. But then I always go, because I'm into linen and the vibration, high vibration of linen, this beautiful linen garment, I always go now and look at what is the fabric made of, what's the material of the fabric. Can you guess what these beautiful clothing mostly are made of? Take a guess. Polyester. And when you look into the beginnings or the history of polyester, it's petroleum. So you're wearing garments that are made from petroleum that vibrate at a frequency of about 50, which is the same frequency of a corpse, okay? So we have been covering ourselves with plastic and death energy. And just as Master J. Rue, one of my guests recently said, there are a lot of people who have a death hormone. They did some research, and people who have a death hormone, they're like looking forward to their day of death. Instead of saying, I'm going to live forever, like my friend Eliton Elamine, he's not thinking about any death. He's a solar breatharian. And the last thing on his mind is death. The only thing on his mind is, where am I going to go next to teach my message of no food, no drink, just taking in nourishment from the sun. Nourishment from the sun and nature. And that's what we're being distracted from. It's all these valuable things that give us a very close relationship with nature, the sun, the birds, the bees, versus religion that says you got to celebrate this holiday and you got to go into debt, you got to buy for all your friends, otherwise you're a loser or you're no good or you're stingy. If you don't give a gift to someone, you're not a very loving person. All these distractions are keeping us from the truth, which is the spirit of Yeshua, the person that people are worshiping this season, and they buying gifts for his birthday. It ain't his birthday, but we do that because we were programmed. We've been brainwashed to do that. But let this winter solstice period be one of awakening to breathing in a new reality of a relationship with the S-U-N, not the S-O-N. Because he was just a messenger like Buddha and everybody. I know you don't want to hear that. But there are certain figures that we worship that we should just honor or respect and not worship and get the lesson from them. So winter solstice, bringing your soul alive to a reality of a relationship, a new relationship with nature, the sun, so that you can bring forth the light that this world so desperately, desperately needs is the light. We need light. We need more light. So many people are depressed right now, sick, tired. We need a relationship with the sun and nature so we can bring out the light from within. Let us just take a moment. Breathe in. Breathe in the truth of these words I'm speaking, that you are the light. When you wake up to the reality of your relationship within you, with the Creator, the kingdom within you, there's a relationship that's just calling you, reaching out to you to breathe more and to think about meditation as a lifestyle. Fasting as a lifestyle, solstice relationship with yourself first and with the cosmic energy, and learning the truth about who you really are. Breathing in. Let your breath be more active in this season to heal your body and to awaken you to the truth of who you really are and the power within you, the courage within you that your ancestors demonstrated over and over and over again, and that we can come into that reality even in the season of cold winter relationship with the sun. Now, speaking of courage, tomorrow, Zelda, our Monday morning mindfulness host, is going to be talking about this really great movie that's out on Netflix called 6888. It's about about melanin women who served in the U.S. Army. And I want to play the music that ended that movie. I saw it yesterday. I finished watching it today. I watched half of it, and then I stopped, and then my sister, you got to go finish watching that movie. I'm so glad I did. She's going to be reviewing it, and I'm going to call in too because there's so much in that movie. You don't want to miss the review tomorrow with Zelda, Monday Morning Mindfulness Higher Learning Network. I don't see her commenting, but maybe she'll put in the link for that on her YouTube channel. But I want to play the music that was played at the end of that movie because it's about what we're going through right now, this journey we're going through, even with winter solstice. It's a journey of waking up to who we are. And in this movie, we see who our ancestors were, the powerful women who had the courage to serve in the military, U.S. military, and take all the heat and all the torture and challenges. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow with Zelda on Monday Morning Mindfulness. So I want to play this beautiful music by her, H-E-R. She sings at the end of this movie, almost brought me to tears. Because watching the courage of these women and all that that you'll hear about tomorrow morning, don't miss it, 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern, or, yeah, Eastern. I'm going to be right there with my sister Zelda to talk about this really great historical presentation that will teach you so much about who you are, especially as a melanin person, and the courage that's within you because it's within our ancestors, in you too. But listen to this song that really speaks of our melanin history that is not being revealed to us very much. But this song and the video I'm going to play is only for educational purposes only, people. Don't send me any copyright infringements, all that. Educational purposes only, fair use on YouTube. But it's about 4 minutes, and it's a beautiful visual and musical representation of what we're all going through right now, whether you're in a war or whatever. This music and this visual is just very powerful. So take in the message and the history of what we're about to see right now.
Thank you. You are now off the host queue.
Tomorrow we'll be talking about that journey that our women, our female ancestors took to serve in the military of the United States of America. That's just courage at its best. Courage and maybe a little stupidity, but whatever. It's like the journey is about making those kind of decisions that have so much risk of death. And the courage is there. And that's what melanin people can be so grateful for, all the courage and the strength that our ancestors went, whether it was on the plantation or in the wars, and they survived. We can't make excuses anymore. This winter solstice, get in touch with your soul, your ancestral heritage. Who are you? Who are you? Brand. Let's get a branding going. It's time to say, I am the brand. I know myself. And I am branding Native Lemons. I am branding Tiny House Village. What are you branding? Is it time to take off Nike shirts and all the other brands we've been wearing and not getting paid for them? Huh? Whatever. This is the season we are in to wake up to the sun, relationship with the sun and nature that reminds us how powerful we are, how great we are, and who our ancestors were. So that's why I'm excited to talk about this movie tomorrow that has so many messages, so many lessons. Oh, my goodness. Zelda said she was going to watch it again. I don't think I need to watch it again, but I am still reflecting on all the lessons, especially a particular scene that we're going to talk about tomorrow that was just such a demonstration of who we are as women, especially melanin women, and what happens when we stand up to evil, when we stand up to lies, and when we stand up to hate. We got to stand up, brothers and sisters. Time to stand up to hate, especially, and ignore rant. Don't ignore the wisdom of the ant. Ignore ant. Don't do that. Don't do it. It's time in this season of relationship awareness, awakening to the planets and nature. Stop shopping and just go into meditation and study and learn who you are related to. Who are your ancestors? What are they teaching us in this season of darkness where the sun is going to rise? Not the sun, S-O-N, but the S-U-N. Again, we've been distracted with the S-O-N business of shopping till you drop. There'll be people shopping New Year, Christmas Eve, 24th Eve, trying to think of to get another gift that somebody doesn't even need just to flow in the brainwashing programming of this Western culture. So
you are now in the host queue
this evening. I hope this has been helpful for you to enjoy this winter solstice, give more meaning to it, and come out of this winter solstice period, which I think ends Monday, with more wisdom, more light in you to give to this dark world that we live in. So I don't see any comments in the YouTube or in the Blog Talk Studio. If you have a comment, raise your hand. And I'll open your mic. Let me see.
Unmuted.
What I saw. Let me see. Did you have a comment, Naima? I saw your hand go. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mama AB. Okay. Naima has a comment, and then Mama AB, you're next. Go ahead, sister.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, you know, like most people, I've been inundated with the pressure to conform, and I know a lot of people are feeling that this is such a stressful time because they're allowing people to make them feel pressure to spend money that they may feel like they don't have or buy presents for people that they don't particularly like. And I think the only way for us to change the culture that is exploiting the whole created holiday of Christmas is to simply choose to not be pressured. And if you're going to show love to someone with a gift, make it be something from your heart, maybe something that you made, maybe a piece of artwork or something. If you really just want to express love and appreciation, you can choose to do that. And if you really want to make a statement that you're not going to allow yourself to be sucked into the extreme exploitation of this season, you can choose to go and do something like our sister Zelda does. She feeds unhoused people. And she does it all the time, not just during the holiday seasons, but she does it all the time. So if you really want to exemplify the spirit of this season, go and do something for someone who needs help. Maybe go and visit an orphanage and you know, bring some gifts for children, or go and visit people in a, well, they don't like you to visit hospitals since COVID, but if you can, you know, go and visit some seniors whose family has stopped seeing them and, you know, read to them or do something kind, do something selfless if you really want to exemplify what this is about.
In other words, be creative, Naima. Be creative,
yeah.
Instead of traditional consumerism, Warming. Capitalism.
Yeah.
I hear you. I hear you. Mama AZ, do you want to chime in before we go?
Yes, ma'am. I was going to be quiet. Give thanks, Dr. Lateef, for the creation of this platform. And I give for the starting of this platform, and give thanks, Dr. V. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I just, you know, I am so grateful to the both of you. When I get the opportunity to reflect, I do that. And I'm just grateful that I'm at a time in my life, I'm not caught up in any of that drama of Christmas. My grandson, Xavier, I drove from North Carolina to Arizona, where I am now, and brought them back to North Carolina to celebrate Christmas. He was 9. He's 41 now. Mm. And I took the tree down, and I haven't put a tree up since he was 9, because I got away from all of that false drama. And I say this to my family, my family that I'm connected to, bloodline, put some gas in the car and come to visit your grandmother or your mom or your great-grandmother. I live in Sierra Vista. And that would be more of what you call a celebration to me.
Yes.
I don't want anything anymore. I don't need anything. All I need is love. And I'm not the only one. Like Sister Zelda, she steps up to the plate and she spends her energy, connecting with those dear ones who do not have a roof. Well, they do, but you know what I'm saying. And every time I see stuff like that, even my husband would do that, feed the homeless, people under the bridge and in abandoned buildings, a lack of pride. I give gratitude to the Raymond Paynes and the Sister Zeldas and all of those other people who contribute their love and their time to gather the food and the utensils or the supplies that the unhoused need. I send prayers to you, Sister Zelda, my husband Raymond, all of the people, my brother, even my brother in Phoenix, who has Vision One Women. He does something similar. And I just give thanks. That's all we need. We just need love. We don't need all of this bull crap to draw dust and mean nothing. We need your love.
Yes,
remember
thank
that.
You, sister. That's
thank
right.
You.
I heard this today that I have to share from Doc of Detox. He does regular YouTube or Facebook video. He said, until you learn to mind your own business, everybody's going to own a piece of you. Let me repeat that. Yeah, let's soak that in. Until you learn to mind your own business. Zelda is minding her own business. She got work to do with the unhoused, and she's doing it regularly, faithfully, and so forth. And many of us, and we are too, but most of us are learning to mind our own business. He said, until we learn to do that, everybody's going to own a piece of you. And that's what I see during this season. He owns a piece of you. Amazon owns a piece of you because you got to order something for somebody that you forgot to get a gift for. So all of these, and you're not minding your own business because that's not the business of the creator to be buying gifts and spending money and going into debt. So the spirituality of the season is gone for most people, and they're minding their own business to have a piece because somebody has a piece of them. That's what I just love that saying. So let us just try and focus this season on minding our own business. I have a friend who likes to call, who used to, I don't even answer her phone calls anymore. She likes to call and gossip about other people or complain about what other people are doing, and her health is poor, and she can't even get to the beach to help herself. So she's not minding her own business, but she's minding everybody else. And everybody else got a piece of her because she has to talk about everybody else. And I'm so grateful for this experience because it's helping me to mind my own business. When I hear people talking about other people more than minding their own, taking care of their body, loving them, flying first, loving themselves, then I realize what he's saying is true. Everybody's got a piece of you that you're not focused on. What is your sole purpose on this earth? And just do it with 100% all your heart, mind, and soul. So let that be a lesson for all of us to mind our own business, whatever that is. Know what it is. Take for a few hours if you haven't figured it out, but that's a good thing. Spending time with the sun, in the sun, because this season is really spiritually. This season is really about a relationship with yourself and with the nature of the sun and all around birds, bees, animals, everything, versus a relationship with your credit card and everybody else trying to satisfy everyone else to give them a gift that they don't need, especially these kids. Oh my, all the toys that they don't need that end up in a box somewhere. Let us be mindful and remember the song I just played, The Journey. What's about the journey? Our ancestors showed us what the journey is about, having courage, having love for one another, support for one another, and minding their own business. So if we don't have any more comments, we're going to say goodnight to all you beautiful people. And again, we're going to be with the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio only another month or so. So let's say goodbye to our global family once again, because we want to be mindful that our business here at the Female Solution and YouTube, the Otis Tiny House Village, is for love.
Oh, I think Kwame had a comment before we go.
Kwame, is
I've been
Kwame
sitting here. No, y'all go ahead. I just wanted to just say I was here. All right.
Okay, it's nice to hear your voice, and stay warm and safe. And let's see, we got a comment from Brother Eddie Harris. I think he's commenting. Let's see what he has to say. He says, oh, my goodness, he has a lot to say. The universe communication to her cosmic people, how to fill in the gaps and warn who are aware of the awakening. All these words equal 11 or 2. Courage, pattern, measure, proves, email, cell phone, telepathy, meditation, fast, remember, black, ain't. Oh, all these words, crystals, rituals, authorities, thought, and phones, all are saying to us the numbers are important. And as I said earlier, 11 is a very powerful number to keep us focused on our own business. That's what 11 says to me all the time. 11 shows up all the time. Stay focused. Mind your own business. Mind your own business. So when you see it, just stop, take a deep breath, get out of everybody else's business, and mind your own. So we're going to say thank you and good night to our global family.
Please come to the end of our show today. If you missed any broadcast, go to our website for the audio and video archives at www.thefemalesolution.com. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family joining us from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xie xie. India, xianyiba. Japan, arigato. Korea, Russia, Bastiva, Germany, Danzig, Poland, Jean Couillon, France, Yelsey, Spain, Francia, Italy, Gatier, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madagascar, Nigeria, Etsy, South Africa, India, Russia, Cuba, Yemen, Kenya, Ashanti, Israel, Sudan, Pakistan, Sukriya, Afghanistan, Kashmir, Saudi Arabia, and Palestine, Shukran.
Shalom, and of course, aloha, aloha to all my friends and family in Hawaii, Maui, Lahaina. You got this. Stand strong. We're sending lots of mwah, love, love, love to you on that beautiful island. Let's keep it beautiful, people. Send love to Maui and Lahaina. They're having a battle of sorts. So see you tomorrow morning, Monday morning mindfulness. Shalom.
Thank you for you. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.